Where are we now, Mr. Neame, and who are these fellows?
Well, this is the cooling floor, and these are the dryers. That's the head dryer, ready to push the hops into the pocket.
And is that the hop press over there?
That's the press which presses the hops down into this long sack.
Which goes through the floor?
Goes through the floor. You shall now hear the rustle of the hops being pushed into the pocket. And now the sound of the press.
It makes a big sound too.
That press has to go up and down a number of times. We've got to get 120 bushels of green hops into the pocket, and when they're pressed they weigh a hundredweight and a half.
And then are they sewn up upstairs?
Before being thrown down, they're sewn up and thrown down on the floor in this way. You'll hear the sound of one coming on the floor.
Well, that's another one for the brewers.
What we observe, how something appears to us when rushing past it on the train, can give us a warped view on the reality of what we're seeing. Take Bradshaw's description of the Kentish hop plantations.
We next pass through a hop plantation, and in summer when the vine has swung up to the top of the poles and the shoots have thrust themselves off to the next, and so joined in a leafy communion of luxuriant vegetation, the scene becomes truly Arcadian.
But there's nothing particularly Arcadian or idyllic about hop picking. In his hop picking diaries from 1913, George Orwell describes life working in the Kentish fields.
The most successful pitches are families who have two or three adults to strip the vines and a couple of children to pick up the fallen hops and clear the odd strands. The laws about child labor are disregarded utterly, and some of the people drive their children pretty hard. But they like the work, and I don't suppose it did them more harm than school. Most of us slept in round tin huts with no glass in the windows and all kinds of holes to let in the wind and rain. The water tap was 200 yards away, and the latrine the same distance, but it was so filthy that one would have walked a mile sooner than use it. There was a stream where one could do some laundering, but getting a bath in the village would have been about as easy as buying a tame whale. There were uproarious scenes in the village on Saturdays, for the people who had money used to get well drunk. I have no doubt the residents thought us a nasty, vulgar lot, but I could not help feeling that it was rather good for a dull village to have this invasion of Cockneys once a year.
Well, I would guess that song about the disaster on the bridge of the hop pickers' tragedy, you know.
Yeah, that... They got drowned at Ark Lake Bridge, they always did. That was the time when they used to take them to the stations in the wagons, you know, the broad-wheel wagons and horses. When they got on the bridge, of course the bridge wasn't very high, see?
Yeah.
The front horse took shine over he went.
Hello,
thing. A swing in and the other one went over.
Where is that place? Do you know where that
place? Adlow.
Where?
Just other side of Adlow, a place they call Toodley.
In Kent?
Yeah, just about, what would it be, 2 mile and a half from Tunbridge.
Really?
Hmm.
Gosh.
Were they travellers?
No, London people used to come down hop picking.
EastEnders hop picking.
Hmm. 24. Men, women and children.
I wonder who made the song.
And afterwards they built the bridge up higher.
Mm-hmm.
See, the front horse went over and all the lot went over. You took shy.
You don't know when that was, do you?
Oh, no, no, I don't know when it was. It was ever so many years ago. Because I heard, when I was a little boy, I heard the old travelling men sing it.
When you go down hopping, hopping down in Kent, if it's raining every day, you'll wish you never went. Where the T-I-O and the T-I-O, T-I-E-I-O, they say hopping makes you lousy, but we know it isn't true. We only go down harping to earn a bob or two with the T-I-O, the T-I-O, the T-I-E-I-O. When we use the cars, he's sitting on the pole. You have to keep your balance or fall back in the hole with the T-I-O, the T-I-O, the T-I-E-I-O. Say you come home lousy, sleeping in the tent. But we only go down harping to help to pay the rent. We're the T.I.O., with the T.I.O., with the T.I.E.I.O. Monday is a washing day to wash our shirts a clean. They wash them in the galley pot and dry them on the green. We're the T.I.O., the T.I.O., with the T.I.E.I.O. When we come home from harping, money all is spent. We get no more till we go next year a hopping down in Kent. We're the T.I.O., the T.I.O., T.I.E.I.O.